FTX collapses, leaving some crypto investors unsure if they'll ever recoup their money.
So one investor I spoke to based in Lima, Peru, he honestly didn't see it coming because he has always thought of Sam Bankman-Fried as a very honest person. He did not expect the founder of this exchange to be messing with customers' funds behind users' backs.
And why do some election results take so long? We'll explain. Plus, it appears rats enjoy Mozart. What that can tell us. It's Friday, November 11th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Cryptocurrency platform FTX has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after a tumultuous week that shook cryptocurrency markets. CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has resigned but will remain with the company to assist with an orderly transition, according to a statement. The company also said it would begin a process to review and monetize assets for stakeholders. Earlier this week, FTX appeared poised to be taken over by its rival Binance, which later walked away from the deal after reviewing FTX's finances. According to our reporting, FTX is facing a shortfall of up to $8 billion. Individual investors are now wondering when or if they'll ever recoup their money. We'll have more on that a little later in the show. President Biden announced plans to cut methane emissions and boost climate funding for developing countries during an address before the United Nations Climate Conference in Egypt. He said Democrats' climate, health, and tax plan has helped put the U.S. on track to meet the goal of cutting domestic emissions 50% below 2005 levels by the year 2030.
We're proving that good climate policy is good economic policy. It's a strong foundation for durable, resilient, inclusive economic growth. It's driving progress in the private sector. It's driving progress around the world.
According to administration officials, the Environmental Protection Agency is also planning to require oil and gas companies to monitor their production facilities for any methane leaks. 3 days after polls closed, Americans are still waiting to find out who will control Congress. Races in the midterm elections are still being called as Republicans inch toward a majority in the House of Representatives. As for the Senate, three key races remain up in the air. Georgia's race is going to a runoff in December, while results trickle in for seats in Arizona and Nevada. But what's taking so long? Chad Day is the lead data reporter on the Journal's national politics team, and he attributes the lengthy process to a narrowly divided Congress, tight races for the remaining seats, and mail-in ballots.
A lot of these Western states actually have a large amount of people who vote by mail, and they have a history of using a lot of mail-in ballots. And so in those states, it can take a little bit longer to count. That's also because of the rules that they have in place there. In Nevada in particular, you're actually allowed to have a ballot that's postmarked by Election Day arrive by Saturday and still be counted. And so that's why we're having to kind of wait to see what happens with some of these mail-in ballots, because the races there are just super tight.
Results from Arizona and Nevada may come as early as tonight. If one party takes both seats, it wins control of the upper chamber. If those states are split, Senate control will hinge entirely on one more race, the December runoff in Georgia. And Twitter appears to have halted its paid subscription service, Twitter Blue, after a number of impersonators exploited it on the social media platform. The company rolled out an update to the $7.99 a month plan, where users could pay for a verified account with a blue checkmark and other privileges just days ago. Since then, verified users have falsely posed as celebrities and companies, including former President George W. Bush and pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly. Twitter did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but on its website, Twitter said accounts created on or after November 9th are, quote, unable to subscribe to Twitter Blue at this time. Coming up, will investors who put their money into cryptocurrency exchange FTX get it back? It's complicated, and we'll explain after the break.
Join the Wall Street Journal at the Future of Everything Festival on May 21st to 23rd in New York City, where diverse global newsmakers share unique perspectives on navigating a changing world. Immerse yourself in live performances, explore pioneering technologies, and indulge in the city's inventive culinary scene. As a podcast listener, enjoy 20% off current ticket rates with code PODCAST. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.
The collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX has left individual investors wondering if they'll ever see their money again. The exchange had paused customer withdrawals at its international unit, but the exchange had lent billions of dollars to fund risky bets at its affiliated trading arm, Alameda Research, using money those customers had deposited at FTX. Now, many have no clear path to getting their money back. Our markets reporter, Vicky Huang, has been covering this story, and she joins me now. Hi, Vicky. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Emery.
So, Vicky, you've been talking to investors who can't get their money back and may actually never see it again. What are some of the things they're telling you about their experiences?
Many retail traders who have money stuck on FTX are very frustrated and angry because they never could have seen this coming. They told me that they picked FTX because it is considered one of the safest places in crypto where you can put your money. Sam Bankman-Fried has been one of the most high-profile and reputable founders in crypto. He was quite beloved amongst retail traders, so many of them didn't see this type of collapse from him and his exchange. So they're obviously very angry and upset about losing their money. But the fact that it came from him and it happened on FTX is just another blow to their confidence in crypto companies.
And Vicky, what kind of protections, if any, are there for crypto investors who are now going through this? What recourse do they have here?
So FTX filed for bankruptcy Friday morning. And for any customers who have assets stuck on FTX, it's going to be a long uphill battle to recover their money, because in many instances, customers who have assets in these crypto exchanges or lenders, brokerages, they're considered unsecured creditors to these crypto companies. So they have to wait in line to get their money back, as opposed to some of the larger creditors. So for them, there is little to none protection, also because FTX, the main international arm of the company, is based offshore in the Bahamas. You don't really have that protection or regulatory scrutiny that a U.S. company would have.
Tell us more about some of the individual investors you spoke with.
So one investor I spoke to, based in Canada, he's very frustrated because he himself runs a YouTube channel that focuses on educating people about blockchain technology and Bitcoin. So the fact that there has been such a major collapse of one of the most dominant players in the crypto industry does not help with the advancement of crypto. And then it also hits him really hard because he has already lost money in the past in the collapse of this Canadian exchange called Quadriga CX. So it's this repeated experience that makes people feel very much weary of the space. But he remains positive about crypto and blockchain technology. Even though he has lost a year's worth of salary, he feels like he's still young enough to make it back. Another investor I spoke with, based in Lima, Peru, he honestly didn't see it coming because he has always thought of Sam Bankman-Fried as a very honest person. He did not expect the founder of this exchange to be messing with customers' funds behind users' backs. And this whole experience makes him realize that it's perhaps better to have a more regulated crypto company where user protection and are insured.
Vicky, FTX is not the only crypto exchange to collapse this year. Can you tell us about some of the others and what that sort of done to the market?
Yeah, this is in fact sort of the third episode of crypto collapse this year. In May, we had the $40 billion wipeout of Terra USD and its sister token Luna. Over the summer, we had the bankruptcies of three major crypto companies, Celsius Network, Voyager Digital, and the crypto hedge fund, Three Arrows Capital. So here we are again, having one of the most reputable and highly influential exchanges and trading firms collapsing again. All this has really crushed the price of cryptocurrencies. Not only that, it has also called into question the stability and viability of many crypto companies, whether they are built on leverage or risky behaviors. For many of those companies, they're dealing with real everyday people's money.
That's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Vicky Huang. Vicky, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Anne-Marie.
And finally, after a long week, you might want to turn on some music to help you get into the weekend groove. A good song can leave you bopping your head, tapping your feet, and shimmying your shoulders as you move with the beat. This rhythmic movement has been thought to belong to a small group within the animal kingdom. But new research published today in the journal Science Advances suggests that rats, too, can rock out. Japanese researchers played 60 seconds of Mozart's Sonata for Two Pianos and found the rodents subtly nodding in sync with the music. Our science reporter, Eileen Woodward, says these findings are supporting an old hypothesis.
Way back in the 1870s, Charles Darwin, the father of ideas on evolution, he had this idea that the perception of musical rhythm and like beat was probably common to all animals. And yet that hypothesis never really bore out in any scientific studies, really. Recent research slowly came to find that animals like individual sea lions and like a cockatoo and certain bird species, bat species, etc., could also keep a beat, but it was something that was only found in animals that are called vocal learners. The thing about this cool study is that rats aren't vocal learners, and yet the evidence here suggests that these animals can keep the beat as well. So it's helping to expand sort of that small group of species that are demonstrating this ability.
This is a different Mozart sonata from the one researchers played for the rats. But we imagine the rodents would have enjoyed it as well. And that's what's news for this week. Our hosts are me, Anne-Marie Fertoli, and Luke Vargas. The show was produced by Pierre Bien-Aimé and Mohsen Ali, with help from Anthony Bansi, Daniela Cheslow, Julie Chang, Zoe Thomas, and J.R. Whalen, and editorial support from Michael Kosmides, Philana Patterson, and Chris Sinsley. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. We'll be back on Monday morning. Thanks for listening.